A democratic process gets underway today in Sudan. Voter registration begins for a referendum that could split Sudan in half as Sudanese in the south of the country vote on whether or not to secede. The south's push to break away from the north led to the continent's longest civil war, and there's fear that a yes vote now could reignite that war. Senator John Kerry has traveled to Sudan's capital, Khartoum, twice in recent weeks. He's trying to persuade the government to honor the results of the referendum. But as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, it's not an easy sell.
The Sudanese civil war raged for two decades, the longest conflict of its kind on the continent. As part of a peace agreement in 2005, South Sudan will vote in January on whether to break away from the north. But the road to the referendum is a minefield of volatile issues, including how to divide oil money and even the waters of the Nile. Given the stakes and sharp words from the north, many worry of a return to war. Retired U.S. Ambassador Princeton Lyman is helping lead the North-South talks. Chatting in the lobby of a Khartoum hotel last week, he said the last thing America wants is more violence in Africa's largest country.
In the civil wars that have happened here, 2 million people died. And that is a horrific humanitarian crisis. If the war comes again, it'll happen again. And the United States not only will be concerned from a humanitarian point of view, quite frankly, will be spending billions of dollars on relief.
On his latest trip, Senator Kerry offered Khartoum a deal on behalf of the Obama administration. The pitch went like this: support the referendum and resolve control over a disputed area called Abyei. In exchange, the U.S. would take Sudan off the list of countries that sponsor terror by this summer.
Has there been an official response to that?
We've had consultations with a lot of the officials. They've not come back in writing or anything. Obviously, they always like to hear more.
In fact, Sudanese leaders disparage the offer in print interviews.
Let me be very candid with you. We look to this as a joke.
Abdul Rahim Hamdi is a former Sudanese finance minister. Although he doesn't speak for the country's ruling National Congress Party, he is a member. Hamdi says if the South votes to leave as expected, Sudan will give up a huge chunk of land, and with it, the majority of its oil. Hamdi says the government wants more than just the removal of its name from a list.
We want actually normal economic and political relationship with the United States.
How would you benefit from normal relations with America?
Well, we get investments. We get technology, because in some areas American technology is far superior than others, especially in oil, in telecom, and so on.
And that's not all.
They want very much debt relief. They have $37 billion of debt.
Again, Ambassador Princeton Lyman.
They would like relief from the indictment of President Bashir from the International Criminal Court, but we don't control that, and we've said that.
Last year, the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for the arrest of Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir. He was charged with war crimes related to the killings in western Sudan's Darfur region by government-backed Janjaweed militia. Darfur is the latest in Sudan's long history of conflict. The South fought the North for years over various issues, including resources, religion, and ideology. And next year, it could become the world's newest state.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you and the United States government about a renewed war?
Concerned enough that the president is personally heavily engaged on this. We've increased our diplomatic effort enormously. I personally am a little less worried than I was when I started this assignment in August.
Lyman says that's because the South looks increasingly determined to hold the referendum and probably vote for secession. And the North is struggling to come to grips with that. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Khartoum.